The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chase, spin, here he goes, Jamar Chase,
not catching him.
Touchdown Bengals. Brixton Wood is fired up, the Bengals are fired up, and Jamar Chase has got his second of the night, 40 yards for the go-ahead point.
No, baby, is what Cowboy fans are saying this morning. Yes, yes, yes. Bonte's in traffic on his way over. I'll explain in a second. That was Joe Buck on ESPN last night, Monday Night Football.
I lost. I'm out.
You know, there's so many takeaways from that game, and we got a lot to get into today. I know we said a lot of things to get into. I know people say that at every show. Oh, we got a great show. No, legitimately, there are so many things happening in the world right now, and I've got some personal things I'd like to share as well. But I'm watching that game last night, and I don't know how many other people were in the same predicament as me. Fantasy football playoffs are going to happen based off that game. Think of how many people had Brown going, the running back, how had CeeDee Lamb going, how many people had Cincinnati defense, Joe Burrow. Well, I happen to be one of those people. I'm on the outside looking in fantasy playoffs, and I need Joe Burrow to not score one more point at the end of that game. Right before the Chase touchdown, I was up, whatever, 10 points, and Chase gets a huge touchdown, a 40-plus yarder, all the bonus points, and I'm winning by less than a point. And I go, if I win, I'm in the playoffs. And if other people can score some points here and maybe, you know, some things can happen, guys are going to miss out on buys. And so I was glued to the television watching that Cincinnati Bengal Cowboy game, and my God, is it better when the Cowboys lose. And to lose in the way that they did, they block the punt. And a guy who was activated like a week ago touches the ball past the line of scrimmage. I just, classic Dallas Cowboy losers.
I can't remember the last time that's happened. Like, I know everyone's going to Leon Lett because of that whole famous play, because of the Cowboys, because of Thanksgiving, all that. But like,
were you alive for Leon Lett?
I was probably like 1 year old.
I hate you.
Like, but like, that's the thing though. Like, that doesn't happen. But it happened twice to the Cowboys.
The poor special teams coach was like, yes, 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 no.
Oh, who is it? Fossil Bones, they call him, right?
Yeah. And I'm watching that game. And look, Cooper Rush can make a play here and there. But 9 times out of 10, I'm watching him. I'm like, he stinks. He stinks. How bad is Trey Lance if he can't get in front of Cooper Rush? But that's not my big takeaway. I'm watching that game, and there were two things that I thought about. First one, damn, Jamar Chase is an unbelievable playmaker. That's what a $30 million wide receiver looks like. A guy who can go over the middle. He can go deep. He can go on tunnel routes, these tunnel screens. He can do just about anything. You want to line him up in the backfield? So be it. He is tough. He is fast. He separates. He catches with his hands. He draws pass interferences. He is elite. And he's having one hell of a season. And then I'm watching the other guy, the quarterback. And we've talked a lot about Brock Purdy. And I think Brock's a very good player. But there is a clear Grand Canyon-esque divide between Joe frickin' Burrow and Brock Purdy. And that's not a knock on Brock Purdy. There's a lot of divide between a Dak Prescott, a Kirk Cousins, whoever you want to put in that kind of second, third tier of elite quarterbacks or good quarterbacks from Joe Burrow, until the knife is through the heart with 0-0-0 on the clock, that guy cannot be counted out. He is an absolute stud. And if you think because of some metrics or whatever stat you want to use as a crutch to say that Joe Burrow isn't good, you and I just can't talk football together. Because Joe Burrow, like Josh Allen, like Lamar, like Patrick, and I would even throw Matt Stafford into this, and I've given him that, and maybe I'm missing guys. You cannot count them out. That guy, when he drops back, I don't care what the score is, he's not dead until it's 0-0-0 on that clock. And there are very few quarterbacks in my life I felt like that about. Brett Favre was one. Russell Wilson for a long period of time was one. Aaron Rodgers was one. Peyton Manning was one. Tom Brady. Put Joe Burrow in that class. He is unbelievable. And the season that he's having, 33 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And I know there's going to be advanced metrics and the QBRs and the yards per attempt and all that as Bonte comes in. What's up, buddy? And we'll talk about traffic in a second because I'm with you. I went through the same thing and I have lots of thoughts on traffic.
You're on 101?
Because 280 was blocked off. You couldn't go that way.
I know.
It was a nightmare.
What a nightmare. My cousin Mike Hill out there in traffic right now. It's ugly out there. One time I tried to come early and we're gridlocked for 20 minutes. Then you drive through and you get downtown and you have to get off the freeway. It's a nightmare. Worse. By the way, as I was walking up, a rumor from Sham Sharania.
Okay.
The Miami Heat are open to listen to the trade offers for Jimmy Butler. He's open to playing for the Dallas Mavericks, Houston Rockets, and the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I'm out on Jimmy Butler. I'll get to that in a second. Now, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online.
I appreciate your text back, fellas. Hey, Bonte, drive safely.
I was mid-show.
I mean, I just assumed you were good. I mean, you're in the Batmobile.
But other people
I saw you
that
tweet.
Thread.
Well, you're good enough to tweet.
Safely. Oh, give him my love.
You were sick.
I was like, man, love for my old show.
You were tweeting at KCBS, so I assumed you were fine if you were good enough to tweet. Like Debo Samuel.
Man, apparently it's not good. Apparently a dead body and brains and everything out on the road. It was nasty.
All right, just ask First NorCal Credit Financing at the dealer. And we're also brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you see, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to have Baldy on at some point. But Bonte, I'm watching.
Oh, there's Sam Lubman, 608. What's your ETA? Thanks, Lubman.
Did you watch that Monday Night Football game last night?
No, I didn't. I watched Disney on Ice. No, of course I watch Monday Night. What do you think I was doing?
Joe Burrow.
I don't watch anything but sports, Shasky. You know me by now. Joe Burrow's amazing, but Ja'Marr Chase is even better. I look.
There's a Grand Canyon divide. Those types of players, they're elite. I'm not knocking like Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, guys like that. But like when we talk about paying players and premiums and how much and resetting markets for whatever position, like can we acknowledge there are some elite, unbelievable playmakers out there. Joe Burrow's one of them, and Ja'Marr Chase. We can't just look at wins and losses. We've got to like watch the games, people.
So what's going on? So what's going on? Rewind the show for me because you're going off about Joe Burrow. What's going on?
Well,
with Joe
I see
Burrow?
A lot of people comparing Joe Burrow to Brock Purdy when it comes to statistics, and you know Joe Burrow's injured. You know Joe Burrow, his team's not winning, and we're using team accolades as a determinator for who's a great and not great quarterback. And I watched Joe Burrow, and I put him in a category of I think he will come back at any point, anytime. Until it's 0-0-0 on that clock because he is that deadly.
Not to cut you off.
No matter what the
circumstances
are.
Who are these people?
Are
these just random
fans? Niner fans
cover
the game.
Niner fans are saying that Brock Purdy's better than Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
they're
on the same platform.
They'd rather have Purdy than Joe Burrow. Well, we did this exercise like in week 3. I remember that was my walking back Wednesday. I was like, yeah, I was smoking a Purdy la-la.
Well, Joe Burrow has gotten injured a lot, but when you watch that guy play, there's not a throw on the field he can't make. He has zero offensive line. And what he does every single time, like it was 3rd and 27. I go, this guy's going to find a way to complete this.
Well, you know, they got extremely lucky yesterday with the block punt.
I mean,
Dallas not saying poison, 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 poison.
No, they,
but to your point about Joe Burrow, I don't think there's a, come on, man. There's, unless you're a casual, or unless you're David Lombardi, you're not taking Brock Purdy over Joe Burrow. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
No, but I think when we talk about resetting the quarterback market and we're talking about pay scale and all that, like, I think the Niners have found themselves in this situation a couple of times, and one of them was the Brandon Ayuk situation where they kind of got backed into a corner and they had to give him quote-unquote market value, and he's a really good player. But the difference between a Jamar Chase, a Justin Jefferson, and a Brandon Ayuk is dramatic.
Oh, it's a Grand Canyon size.
And I would say that the same distance is equal between Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy. So as we talk about Brock Purdy's finances coming up, like, I understand he wants top of the market. I'm sorry, you're not a top of the market player.
Yeah, I don't even know who would, unless you're a casual again. 33 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But Jamar Chase, you talk about holding out, basically not going to practice in training camp and saying, I want to get paid. I want to get paid. Oh, I got one. Thanks, brother. Mike Brown, he's notorious for being cheap. And he goes out there without a contract. It says, I got to play. And I'm going to prove that I'm worth every single penny. Now, he did it a different way than Brandon Ayuk. Jamar Chase went out there, 93 catches, 1,319 yards, and he's on one of my fantasy teams, and he's got me humming. I mean, you look at the point totals just in fantasy, but, like, he has monster games, and he has pure hands. Guy has 15 touchdowns. What? 15 touchdowns, and the connection between Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase takes a lot of reps, a lot of practice time. They've been doing this since LSU. There is not a more deadly combination in the NFL than Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. Now, unfortunately, it's a team game. Your defense has to play well. You had T. Higgins in and out of the lineup, yes. A guy who I would not pay. Offensive line's been banged up. You lost Zach Moss. Chase Brown's a nice little running back.
I like
so they've
it.
Had a lot of little flaws here. But Cincinnati has a great starting point. Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow. And there ain't a – come on, man. I don't know. I don't want to make it a Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow thing, but I watched Joe Burrow at Levi Stadium last season. All right? It's not a doubt in my mind I'm taking Joe Burrow over Brock Purdy. And I'm not hating on Purdy. It's not a hatred. It's not any slander towards Brock Purdy. Joe Burrow is that dude. He's amongst the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And that's that.
He's a get on my back and ride me type of a player. And right. That's why I look at franchise quarterbacks like, what has gone right for them on defense? Nothing has gone right for the Bengals on defense. In fact, their defense, he's thrown 9 touchdowns in 2 games that they've lost.
Yeah.
Okay? So is a guy who's thrown 3 touchdowns over and over and over again, and this team can't stop a nosebleed. And I look at him as a guy that doesn't matter what the settings are, you know, how adverse they are, if I'm on the road, if I'm at home, if my defense can't stop anything, he is still an elite player. And that's kind of, to me, the differentiator between him and a lot of quarterbacks. Not just Brock Purdy, but I think that second and third tier of quarterbacks, what separates them is, can you get on my back no matter what? And he's one of those guys.
I'm taking Joe Burrow every day of the week and twice on Sunday over Brock Purdy. It's no slander over Brock Purdy, but I don't even know why we even get into this conversation. Who cares what
fans Because I watch how great he is.
But I don't even, there's not a fan I talked to yesterday that texted me and said, oh, man, Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow. Like, I don't even watch the games like that. That's their situation in Cincinnati. The Niners have their situation now here with Shanahan, and Brock Purdy's very good. So I don't internet fodder over people saying, oh, man, I'm taking Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy. I didn't even know that was a thing last night.
People do that same thing with Josh Allen.
I had no idea.
Josh Allen can't win in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson can't win in the playoffs. And so we like to just completely diminish all of their regular season success and accolades and how great they are. And I find it to be an absurd exercise.
Spadoni, where's the Bob Fitzgerald drop? Stay off the internet. Stay off the internet. Stay off of it.
Yeah, got it lost in the shuffle, old building.
Old building. Oh, yeah. Boy. Old building. By the way, good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully you're driving safely, especially those on 101 North. So I get on the 283. The one day I don't take 280 because 280 and my entrance, they've been doing road work. Yeah. So they make you get off at Westboro or whatnot out there from San Bruno. So I'm like, all right, the light's green. I'm just going to go 101 North. Not a problem. Maybe a 2-minute difference. As soon as I hit that ramp, stop and go. Traffic, big mail trucks. I'm thinking, what's going on here? So 5 lanes on 101 North. You get veered over to 1 lane, and you're sitting there. I'm just thinking, boy, this is a while. And then you just see the red building on the ways, building, building. So then finally get through them, smashing. I'm like, all right, great. And then right around Silver Avenue, back to 1 lane. Mm. So I just got off through. So drive safely out there. Drive safely out there. Don't rush. If you're going to be late to work, just call your boss and say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic for once. But Look, Shasky, man, the whole Joe Burrow, we know Joe Burrow's great. We know that. I don't even know. There's nothing to me to get upset about or, like, about a fan saying, hey, man, I'm taking Brock, but, like, it doesn't even trigger me. You know what I mean? Like, who's making these, who's having these conversations?
Sports fans do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, sports fans do this.
I mean, who's doing this after last night, though? Like, oh, man, give me Brock Purdy all day
long. I watched this guy's team's 5-8 this year. Really, nothing's gone right, and I just find him to be just an unbelievable player.
Yes.
He's an unbelievable player, and when I watch him, the statistics are eye-popping, but he's so much better than even the stats. He's just an absolute, he's a winner. He's an unbelievable winner. I keep going back to Joe Klatt when he was coming out, and he's like, he's the closest to Joe Montana. And I thought that was a crazy comparison. But the more I watch him, I'm like, Joe Klatt might have been onto something.
I think the way his pocket presence has evolved, the way he scrambles, Troy Aikman was talking about it yesterday on the broadcast, the way he gets out of the pocket, he wiggles out, he knows how to step up, he knows when to step up. He throws every single throw he can make on the field, out routes, deep routes, fade routes. He knows when to check. I saw him last year. The most impressive thing wasn't even a throw last season at Levi's Stadium.
I know which one.
Third and 10. They're in the empty. Five wide. Empty, empty, empty. Turbo checks. Hits the helmet. Check, 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 check. And checks to a quarterback draw. Picks up a first down. And I said, damn. Third and 10. My guy checks to a quarterback draw. Picks up the first down, and it's the awareness and the film study and the preparation throughout the week and throughout the offseason that prepares him for moments like that to where he has the gall to check to a quarterback draw on third and 10. Now, mind you, he's making all the throws as it is, but a third and 10 check to a quarterback draw. So he's in that short category. We see him lead Cincinnati to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hell, he won a playoff game in Tennessee, getting sacked 9 times.
But the thing that's like mind-boggling to me when I watch him and Ja'Marr Chase, everyone knows the ball's going to Ja'Marr Chase, and yet he finds a way to get it to him.
Yeah.
And they dial plays up time and time and time again for the two of them. When I watch Kansas City, the biggest play of that game the other night that had to be made, you knew it was going to Kelce. Did we not all know it was going to Kelce? And somehow, some way, they find a way to get it to him. Now I go back to that Niner game on Sunday, and I throw my hands up, and I'm like, how does Kittle not have more opportunities like we saw on Sunday? How is there not more game plans with him clearly as the apex, clearly as the number one? Why am I left in so many of their losses at the end of seasons or in the middle of the year? Why am I left with 1, 2, and 3 targets for one of the greatest tight ends to ever play in a Niner uniform?
Probably the
best one.
Doesn't like, make much sense.
But that's the part that's frustrating, I think, as a Niner fan, is you're watching all these other teams around the league. If you're going to go down, they go down throwing to their best players. Yeah. I feel like the Niners go down and we're married to our scheme, and it just frustrates me.
I saw something in yards, like the separation in yards gain this year, and it's like the Eagles, the Bills, the Niners, and the Lions.
This is in, like, route running?
No, in terms of just total yards gained.
Total yards gained.
They've outgained their opponents by over 1,000 yards.
I see what you're saying.
Philly, Buffalo. I think it was Philly, Buffalo, Detroit, and then the Niners. I don't know if I screenshotted it or what, but I was like, wow. So it's not like the Niners haven't moved the ball this year. They just haven't been able to score touchdowns. And that's been the theme of the year for me is, you know, when we talk about the go-to-state Warriors,